This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. April, Come She Will, a song Paul Simon wrote when he met a girl in England and sang a song with us as the first line. It went on. April, come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May, she will stay, resting in my arms again. In June, she'll change her tune. In restless walks, she'll prowl the night. And in July, she will fly. And that's probably all we need of that. But even though he was, of course, writing of the girl, he had April down as well. April, in fact, is so shy, so flighty, that she always arrives early but doesn't stay, dodging March winds and cold spells to scatter early rain amid the frost, heartachingly warm and beautiful afternoons tucked between bone-chilling cold and relentless gray and brooding skies. Here and gone, she seems even more flighty, more fickle this year when we so yearn for the easing of winter's grip and the relentless restrictions, the impediments, the drawing out of what continues to feel like imprisonment foisted on us by this pandemic. It questions us on all fronts. How much is it worth? A breath of fresh air, a chat with a friend, a hug from someone dear, a quiet dinner with those you've longed for and have been isolated from. Is it worth the risk? Is it worth your life? Is it about to be over? God, we hope so. Yet we're cautioned that it's too soon, too risky. The original virus is being tamed, but there are the variants, the ones that continue to resist taming, the ones now being spread by the thoughtless, the innocents, the clueless, far afield. And yet, it's April. The yellow-headed daffodils are nodding a welcome. The tulips are in riotous bloom. The forsythia is holding forth, and in the woods, the service berries are peeking out shyly while the red buds are beginning to color the mists of dawn. What brighter messages of hope do we need to realize that we are indeed coming out from the shadow of the long dark and into the season of sparkling new growth, the thrill of spring thunderstorms crackling awake, the sleeping seeds, the bulbs and the tubers, all the songs of life. I am so enamored of the natural world the longer I live in it that I am apt to call every season my favorite. But spring is the true showstopper. Every morning when I step outside with my little rescue dog, who has finally allowed herself to be happy here, she trots off the porch to greet the day, and I sigh and wonder, no matter the weather. And if I chance to rise in time to catch the sparkling dew of sunrise, I'm apt to burst into song, not with anywhere near a practiced, warmed-up performance, but instead that raspy croak of a pre-coffee warble only possible because my nearest neighbor is a quarter mile away and behind a tall hill. But it's nearly always something from Oklahoma about beautiful mornings or the hymn-like spiritual, my Lord, what a morning. Or sometimes I admit my defeat in mustering up a proper celebration and go back inside, leaving the door open, and fire up the robotic universe and ask Alexa to play Finlandia at Volume 7. What a life this is, and what a time. What on earth did we do before there was Alexa and Siri and cell phones? How did we survive? And survive we have done through that terrible year that's just now over. I had no idea, in the first days of March a year ago, driving back from a vacation on Dolphin Island, Alabama, that I was driving into a year of grim fear and isolation. We were hearing on the radio about new cases along the coast, and then the next states inland, and the next, and then in Jonesboro, we received a frantic call from a relative telling us to stop at the nearest big box store and buy up all the toilet paper we could carry. There's not a roll to be found in all of Springfield, we were told. My traveling companion dropped me off at my house. I made up a lengthy grocery list, and at the end of that run, I would not see her or any other friends or family, except via Zoom, for a very long time. I missed a wedding, a couple of funerals, and countless smiles and hugs and conversations in the next several months. Somewhere midway, my traveling companion, with whom I was trying to finish a new CD, decided we should meet to work out the details. We picked a sunny day in late summer, met at the Casey store in Seymour, set out our lawn chairs at the far end of the parking lot at a sensible distance, turned out the dogs on long leashes, and ordered a pizza. It was a good afternoon to catch up on the last 5 months. And then my dog died. I got sick, but not from COVID. I got over it, and the album got made eventually. And here we are, emerging as it seems from a very different and terrible universe. I don't know about you, but I don't know what to think yet. My world for a very long and dark time shrank to a tiny corner of these Ozark Hills, and I'm still not sure it's safe to come out yet. But like April and like the Ozark Hills, there's always something new. I sense a change and possibly a reprieve coming soon. And I'm going to go sing that Paul Simon song a few times while I await its arrival. Care to join me? This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills.
The bees are humming and the mockingbird sings. Time to pay attention to growing things.